Naturally, they'd be heartbroken as well. But overall, they would be puzzled. What in the world was the girl thinking of? Going off to Ireland when she had a thriving career and a lovely condo on the lakeside? They would blame Granny's influence. And of course, they would be right, as they had been right since the moment she'd been conceived in a very tasteful mating, precisely 1 year after they'd married. Though she didn't care to imagine it, Jude was certain that her parents' lovemaking was always very tasteful and precise. Rather like the well-choreographed and traditional ballets they both so enjoyed. And what was she doing, sitting in a leased Volvo that had its stupid wheel on the stupid wrong side of the car, and thinking about her parents having sex? All she could do was press her fingers to her eyes until the image faded away. This, she told herself, was just the sort of thing that happened when you went crazy. She took a deep breath, then another. Oxygen to clear and calm the brain. As she saw it, she now had two choices. She could drag her suitcases out of the car, go inside the Dublin airport, and turn the keys back in to the leasing agent with the carrot red hair and the mile-wide smile, and book a flight home. Of course, she had no job. She could live off her stock portfolio very nicely for quite some time, thank you.